evening. My name is Sean Blackman, and I'm here with the Party for Socialism and Liberation. And I came to say this evening that the city's plans to place the old Baptist site in the hands of the Bayou District Consulting is nothing short of a betrayal of the people of Pensacola. Bayou District Consulting was a core part of a brutal and racist process that denied the people of New Orleans a voice in the fate of the St. Bernard Projects, who were silenced and violently assaulted for daring to speak out against this injustice.
I admire a guy who shows up wearing the red shirt saying the Party for Socialism and Liberation. He's not trying to hide who his affiliation is. Sean Blackman, one of the haranguers in the 2.5-hour marathon explaining why the Bayou District is racist and evil and horrible, and anybody who sides with them is racist and evil and horrible. We'll get to response in a second.
What you're hearing and seeing tonight is part of an organized fight back to stop the city from selling out our people's interests to the highest bidder. We know that you all think the people of this city are disorganized, ignorant, and ineffective, but if you really think we're going to stand idly by while you give all these insults in our face, then I'm afraid you haven't even begun to consider the true power of Pensacola's people. Thank you.
So you're opposed to selling the parcel to the highest bidder, which had been the plan before the city got involved and tried to do something that would be good for the community. So literally, you're angry at the city for doing the thing that you want them to do. Okay, cool. Cool. I see your logic. I don't. It's just, and it was like that the whole meeting. They were so angry and so worked up and so eloquent about so much insanity. It was an amazing thing. I would love to be more charitable. I'd love to come on the radio and be like, you know what? I listened to them and their concerns made sense. No, they were completely ignorant of the facts. I mean, seriously, they knew enough about what happened in New Orleans to be dangerous. They didn't connect the dots between New Orleans and Pensacola. They slandered this company again and again and again, not to mention, you know, D.C. and the government. And they argued against things that were actually doing more of what they wanted, like the whole selection committee process. You know, there was only 4 people on it, and 3 of them were city employees, and 1 of them was former city councilwoman Jewel Canada Wynn. How dare you put a former city council member, a representation of this establishment? Good Lord, Jewel is... Do you even know who these people are? She was brought in because she was the contrary voice, the outside voice, the black liberal Democrat voice. She was literally a voting electee, a delegate for the DNC. I know, because we're friends and we don't agree about anything. And having 3 city employees on the selection committee is 100%. And by the way, that's not for the design. That's not for the development. That's for the outreach plan only. It was Looney Tunes. It was Alice in Wonderland. It was the Upside Down. I mean, I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I was most disappointed that the city council did such a terrible job of responding to all of this nonsense.
I want to see the details on how this is being done. Where's your demolition details? What are they going to do in detail to protect people from asbestos exposure? Because people being placed, pushed out and replaced, that's not going to matter if everybody's dying from mesothelioma and lung cancer because nobody bothered to do the proper homework on this subject. It's not okay, and y'all need to stop it. If I'd have known about this beforehand, I'd have come here with even more information to come at you for it. My grandbaby means the world to me, and I will fight you, and I will not stop.
So Michelle Bellencon, I think Bellencon, I forget which way you say her name. You want to know the detailed plan on the demolition? Well, have you read the detailed plan on the demolition for North Star that's in the backup for the city council meeting that's 1,500 pages long that literally has exactly what you're asking for? Oh, you haven't. Oh, interesting. Okay, but you're going to come to city council and yell for 3 minutes about how nobody's told you anything that is a readily available public document. Because the socialists told you to come and yell at city council and complain about things that are readily available public document. I mean, okay, this is a little insider baseball, but I'm going to say it anyway. James Gully is a person who routinely shows up and criticizes the city. Routinely. He's a very, very detail-oriented person. He's a gadfly, okay? But he's a very passionate, articulate, thoughtful, research-oriented gadfly. He's a troublemaker. I don't think I've ever heard him say to the city, boy, you guys are really doing right. he showed up and defended the city against these people.
You've got to get that information out about North Star. They have their safety plan.
That's the demo company.
They have the arrangement and how they're going to do the demo. And, okay, we talked about some of the issues. Sure, there's asbestos, but you should see their safety plan. They are not leaving anything to chance. But you're not going to know that unless you read the material.
Why did you select the more expensive bidder? Because we selected the one that was going to do a better, safer job. Like, it's... I know the answer to every single one of their objections, and the poor city council members barely tried to answer the objections. I mean, Jared Moore tried. Delarian Wiggins preempted most of that by just giving up. I genuinely the most disappointed in Delarian Wiggins and all this. We'll get to all this in a second. Because even the Bayou District folks, Jared Bruce explained this. He talked about the history with New Orleans and all of that. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. Let's see here. We got the NAS front gate is backed up all the way to Gulf Beach Highway. Thank you for the tip on that. And also, Cervantes Street is going closed going east from Pace Boulevard for about four blocks. There was an earlier fire there, so I think they're doing some investigation in that area. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, DC Reeves is going to be here in studio for an hour from 7 to 8 this morning, so you can ask him your questions about any subject at all. So be prepared for that, 437-1620. In fact, if you're not going to be able to listen live, you can text me in advance and I'll ask him the questions, and you know, it'll be available on the podcast. So, you know, don't feel like you absolutely have to be listening live in order to make your question get heard. 437-1620. If you need a roof done, Quality Roofing Solutions will take care of you. They've done 10,000 roofs in the 19 years they've been in business, so they do a lot of roofs. Brian Ward started the company in 2006 just to be a reliable, safe place where people can get their roofs done. And they, you know, they have a lifetime warranty on their roofs. Like, who does that? They just started doing that in this last year. Lifetime warranty. They'll talk to you about whether it's replacement or whether it's repair. You know, a lot of times it makes more sense to replace because of the savings and money over time and the cost going up and the insurance benefits that you get, but it may not, and they'll talk to you about that. They produce a documentary record, photos before, during, and after, so you have that available on the cloud, so if anything happens, you don't have to keep track of it yourself. Like, just all the little things they do right, including all kinds of things to keep costs down and make sure they're giving you good quality service. Give them a call. Find out whether a 4.9 crazy 4.9 on Google, 777-0961 or qualityroofingsolutions.com. All right, it's a long meeting. I really wish I could cover it all, and there's not enough time. But Jerry Bruce, who is the founder of Bayou District Consulting, spoke, and I felt the worst for him. It was bad enough the city council members had to sit there and get yelled at and called evil and racist for 3 hours for nothing, for stupid misunderstandings, literally giant misunderstandings and illogicality. Oh, you're gonna gentrify people? How? In New Orleans, it was a public housing project. In Pensacola, it's just land. Nobody lives on it. How are you going to push them out? What is your plan? Like, it's just... Anyway. And, you know, they're going to ban you from city council and pepper spray you. Oh, like we're allowing all these people to public speak at city council? Like, it's just... Open your eyes and your logic. It's just amazing. Anyway, so Jerry Bruce, who's the founder, I felt the worst for him. Because this guy seems like a pretty genuine guy who's been doing... Like, they started this nonprofit to help the beleaguered residents of New Orleans after Katrina, and now they're getting attacked after the fact for something that the housing authority did and not they did, because they actually turned something that was a mess into something pretty good.
At the time of Katrina, there were 900 families living at the former St. Bernard, and they were all displaced by Katrina. There were 10 feet of water that was in that community for 4 weeks.
By the hurricane.
And the housing authority chose at that point to fence that facility. We were engaged with the housing authority 18 months after Hurricane Katrina and all that devastation. So we didn't have the opportunity to really make the decision as to what was going to happen to it. Those buildings sat for 18 months.
And it's pretty understandable at that point you would demolish them, but the point is they weren't a part of that. They came in later to do the developing after the displacement. And they created affordable housing. They let people, lots of people back in. They worked hard to make sure that those people were available to come back in.
We did spend a lot of time with the housing authority reaching out to the 900 families that had been displaced. And we were able to engage with about 90% of those families. Many decided they did not want to return to New Orleans, period. Many decided they did not want to return to the community because they didn't know what was coming back. We offered first right of occupancy to all of those residents, and 150 families have come back. The public housing residents that were there at the time all had the ability to come back and go to the top of the waiting list and rejoin that community. Many that have come back and seen it have made the determination that they'd like to move back.
So literally the exact opposite of what they were being told. And again, a nonprofit that they created. So they did this to help people. And now they're getting yelled at as being racist. And they're not even doing the development. This is literally just for public outreach. That's all this was. This was 6 months of talking to people and finding out what they want. The biggest complaint that the people at the city council meeting had was, we want public input. Oh, okay, so maybe you'd have a company that would do public input, like this plan was for. Well, we want to make sure that nobody gets gentrified. Okay, understand. The concern, there's literally an entire chapter in the CRA about gentrification and displacement. Have you read it? Jared Moore, city, the one who really tried the hardest to explain, y'all are screaming for us to do what we're trying to do, and yet you're screaming at us for doing it. What's wrong with you?
Mr. Gill, this might be the first time I've agreed with you. There's a lot of things in this agenda you have to look at. If you look through the agenda, the RFP, it talks about the very things that are being raised this evening.
Yes.
The very things. Displacement, the term is all through the RFP. It's all through the proposal. That's not a new thing. Displacement is a major concern.
Displace, if you keyword search it in the document, appears 56 times. Like, what did you do to learn? Of course, gentrification is in the document. Displacement is in the document. All, you know, remediation, asbestos are in the document. Like, the stuff y'all are screaming about is literally part of the plan. And you want public input. We're hiring this company to do public input. The concerns you raise are what we're hiring this company to do, to make sure you get heard. And here you are, before you've been heard, screaming about how you won't get heard as a result of the plan that is designed to make sure you get heard. I mean, I don't know how these people keep doing their jobs. If this is what you're faced with as a public official, it was brutally misguided.
A lot of the concerns raised are in there. They're in the proposal. I think they're very valid concerns. I think they're concerns that have led the city to this place this evening, so that we've brought somebody in. Nobody knocked on doors. That's what's being asked tonight. We need to engage somebody.
Exactly.
To go walk the streets, to go sit down with the people, to create opportunities in the morning, the evening.
So Delarian Wiggins, it's his district. He was the one who kind of, you know, hand-wrung about this whole thing on Monday and decided to support it. And honestly, I like Delarian a lot. I was incredibly disappointed in him in this meeting because he just folded. He just caved. He just said, I hear you fine. I'm not willing to tell you the truth. I'm not willing to correct your mistakes. I'll let, you know, white guy Jared Moore try to do it. I'm not willing to try and do it. I'm just going to, fine. You guys don't want this. You don't want this. We're done.
But this decision has weighed heavily on me for the last 3 days. I had a lot of phone calls, a lot of concerns, but something shifted in me tonight that has just changed all of that. And what shifted is hearing the hurt in your voices. And so tonight, I'm gonna make a tough decision tonight. I am not moving forward with supporting.
Why? Give me one good rational reason why. Because what you're going to get is you're going to get a grassy field and nothing happens for at least a year. And then you got to try to find a company to do the very thing that you were hiring this company to do, to go talk to people. And what have I said many times about other, like the OLF8? I mean, I wouldn't do business with the county. If you're a consulting group, would you want to come back and bid this project, seeing that this is how we do business? We let people come and yell and scream and lie and defame, and then we go with their opposition? Who wants to do this? It's going to be a grassy field. Maybe for the rest of my life. I don't know. Maybe something happens there. Maybe it's fantastic, but all you did was delay anything for more than a year based on false allegations, illogical claims, and a refusal to see the evidence that's been put. The one thing I do agree, I don't think city council did enough clarifying of what was actually happening. And that's on them a little bit. But especially in this meeting, they didn't do anything to clarify it. And shame on them. I mean, Jared tried, but shame on them for that. The mayor tried, you know. 626 on News Radio 92.3. Again, Mayor D. Sears will be here for an hour, starting next hour from 7 to 8. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We've got a bad accident that just happened northbound on Highway 29 around Tate Road. Both lanes are blocked northbound, and traffic is being rerouted. So just be aware of that. And also, Cervantes Street is closed going east from Pace Boulevard about four blocks due to an earlier fire there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the Slow Smoke Barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
This is Cena Madison from Southern Media, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
Hey, this is Terrence A. Gross, wishing you a happy holidays. And remember this, do not drink and drive.
This is Sheila Nichols with Pensacola State College, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
This is Matt Coughlin from Pensacola International Airport, wishing you happy holidays to you and your family from ours.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a happy New Year.
Buzz, don't you know how to knock phlegm wad?
I mean, who better to ring in the Merry Christmas than Ted Nugent?
Yeah.
6:30 on
Nugent. Just think how fast the drummer's moving.
Oh, I know, right? All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Well,
Oh, no, not at all. Sorry, that's my fault.
Fox News.
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. It's been 4 days since the mass shooting at Brown University left 2 students dead and 9 others injured. And now authorities released enhanced video hoping to track down the suspect.
2:53 p.m., about an hour before the shooting, from a Nissan Rogue, shows the person of interest walking near the engineering and physics building. The next video shows the shooter in the distance walking away from the crime scene at 4:03 p.m.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Trump set to address the nation at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
He'll be addressing the country about all of his historic accomplishments over the past year and maybe teasing some policy that will be coming in the new year as well.
It's White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt on Fox. Last night, the president posted on Truth Social that he's ordering a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers to Venezuela. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got cloudy skies this morning, 46 degrees right now across the area. We'll get to our full forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's on the way in just a few minutes. What was supposed to be a happy day for Keva Brooks turned tragic last weekend. The 48-year-old was about to walk across the stage Sunday at Pensacola State College with her nursing degree when her husband, Carl, collapsed in the audience. Their son heard him gasping for air and alerted Keva. Paramedics rushed to help, but Carl died of a heart attack. The graduation ceremony kept going as he was being treated. PSC President Ed Meadows said he had no idea what was happening. He was on stage handing out diplomas at the time. The college says it's never dealt with something like this during a graduation ceremony. And from now on, they'll have runners to communicate during emergencies. PSC is offering to help with funeral costs, and they've invited Keva to walk at the spring ceremony. The couple had been married for 8 years. There's a trial underway for one of 3 men accused in a fatal drive-by shooting. 21-year-old Terrence Gross Jr. is charged with first-degree murder in the June 2024 death of 70-year-old Myra Hayes. She was sitting on her porch in Montclair when a bullet struck her neck. Prosecutors say Gross and another suspect fired at a man standing in front of the house, but the bullets hit Hayes instead. The state presented video evidence showing the vehicle making a second pass down the street before shooting. A chase followed, with suspects jumping from the Highway 90 bridge. Gross's defense argues there's a reasonable doubt that he was even involved since he wasn't found at the scene. That trial continues today. Greyhound has launched a new bus stop at the Pensacola Airport. Starting today, the service will make multiple stops at the airport daily, 7 days per week. The new stop is served by Greyhound's Jacksonville, Mobile, and Houston-Tallahassee routes. Escambia County recently made some changes to its anti-camping ordinance. In one change, commissioners removed one troublesome word overnight. Sheriff Chip Simmons said the old definition created headaches for deputies when they were trying to enforce the law.
All it is it's what I consider a little bit of a cleanup language so that there's no overnight. Because overnight means what? Does it mean sunset to sunrise? Does it mean 1 hour, 2 hours? If we were to encounter somebody that's camping on the sidewalk, say, at midnight, have they been there for a while? Do we have to ascertain how long they've been sleeping? Are they snoring? What? That's just too much. Typically too much for us to just sit around there and deal with.
And Sheriff Simmons says with this change, deputies will have a clearer authority on how to address illegal camping activity at any time of the day. He also says they can refer individuals to several local resources if they're told they can't camp in a public spot. A second ordinance change cleared up enforcement for a ban on standing in roadway medians as well. Well, tis the season to travel. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this report. He says the holiday experience will be more enjoyable if you've got a little patience.
Over 120 million Americans are expected to travel for Christmas, with just over 8 million flying from December 20th to January 1st. TSA advises to ship gifts when possible. If not, leave them unwrapped when flying. Most food is allowed in carry-ons, but remember the 3-11 rule. Each traveler may bring 3 3.4-ounce containers in 1-quart-size bag. Travel safe. Thanks for listening. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. 635 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a check on our traffic on the fives. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, David. Traffic is brought to you by Russell Landscape Group. They deliver premier landscape construction and maintenance across the Gulf Coast, combining local expertise, reliable service, and lasting quality to elevate every community that they serve. Give them a call, 770-446-3552. Still dealing with the accident that happened on northbound on Highway 29, right around the Tate School Road area. We've got traffic still blocked. It's causing some major delays in that area. Also, NAS Front Gate is backed up past Gulf Beach Highway, so just be aware of that. And also, Cervantes Street is closed going east from Pace Boulevard about four blocks, so be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And it is 48 degrees with cloudy skies right now. Let's get a check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We will have cloudy skies today with temperatures warming up near 66 degrees. Small 10% chance of a stray sprinkle. Otherwise, you're just looking at the clouds. Tonight, temperatures dropping near 59 degrees. For Thursday, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 68. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 50 degrees. Heading into Friday, the sunshine returns. Plenty of sunshine with a high near 62. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 43. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Cloudy skies, 48 degrees. Your next news at 7. And breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are sharply higher by more than 2% as Trump's Venezuela blockade stokes uncertainty. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $56.45 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $60.11 per barrel. Treasury yields were higher this morning as investors weighed the latest economic data and looked ahead to the release of inflation data later this week. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield moved up over 2 basis points to 4.174%. The 2-year Treasury yield also rose 2 basis points at 3.508%. Minnesota's Attorney General has announced that automakers Hyundai and Kia must offer free repairs to millions of models under a new settlement. The suit argues the vehicles were not equipped with proper anti-theft technology. The settlement was reached by 35 states, and about 9 million eligible vehicles were sold nationwide. Futures are slightly higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 302, the NASDAQ up 54. That's Your Money Now.
Today, I'm here with Amy Rencher, Senior Vice President of Small Business and Talent at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation.
The Michigan Economic Development Corporation, or the MEDC, as we like to call it, plays a critical role in really a networked statewide approach to supporting tech-based entrepreneurs and more traditional small businesses across the state of Michigan. This really is a networked approach. We see ourselves as a convener, connector, among partners to export resources, helping lift up best practice across the field, align with national standards, industry standards for best-in-class service to entrepreneurs for benchmarking purposes, for access to capital, for other growth-related milestones, hiring for the first time, hiring many people for the first time. All these things help make for a rich entrepreneurial ecosystem for which we're a key player in.
To hear more of this interview with Amy Rencher from MEDC, go to thismorningwithgordondeal.com and click on the MEDC microphone.
Running a business is tough, but getting connected shouldn't be. Data Revolution is making it easy with free installation of phones and network upgrades. Whether you're opening a new office or upgrading your current setup, our expert team handles everything fast, reliably, and with zero installation fees. Search Data Revolution today to schedule your free installation and see our over 70 five-star reviews. Data Revolution is helping your business stay connected.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Calling all nonprofits, if you serve Escambia or Santa Rosa County and could benefit from a grant of $100,000, Impact 100 invites you to a Link and Learn workshop on January 27th. I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola, and we've awarded over $18 million to organizations right here. To register for this free workshop and learn more about grants, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org. That's Impact100Pensacola.org.
Do you believe in Santa Claus, Tommy?
Sure I do.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
This is Diana Quigley, Marketing and Digital Consultant, and I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas is still Christmas.
Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind.
Hi, I'm Morgan, the Promotion Assistant, wishing you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho!
Of theme songs. Every time I hear it, I think, oh, I'm missing out on these days. 641 News Radio 92.3. This morning we're talking to Bruce Woody. He is the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, ECUA. They handle, in the county, they handle your recycling, they handle your trash, your solid waste, that's your garbage, your sewer systems, you know, your water. They handle all that. And depending on where else you live, slices of that service. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You too, Andrew. Good to talk to you.
Great to have you. What did y'all do yesterday? It seemed like a pretty light agenda. Anything interesting?
It was a fairly light agenda. We talked about a number of things. We did an update to our engineering manual. It's really interesting stuff, but of great interest, of course, to developers and builders and folks who are helping us build our infrastructure to serve the ever-growing population here in town. So we did some updates to that after quite a bit of interaction with suppliers and engineers in the area, et cetera. And we've made sure that our manual addresses all new materials and equipment and construction methods. So that was an important update. We did also discuss an update to our Pensacola Beach reuse project. For those of you that have crossed over to the under the beach and have seen piles of plastic pipe sitting around here and there, or negotiated some of the construction traffic. We have a two-part project that's right now ahead of schedule. It's going to be done in February instead of April.
Oh, good.
So we're excited about it involves two activities. One, it's the completion of a redundant water line to the beach.
Redundancy is good for water.
Last year we added a second line hanging underneath the bridge. Right now, before that, there was just one service to the whole island, and it was buried under the sound. And now we have redundant service, and this project continues that line the rest of the way up into the intersection that we're forfeiting
okay.
this road. Majority of the activities that you see, though, have to do with a reuse project where we're taking water that's been fully treated at our water reclamation facility and making it available through a dedicated irrigation water supply. We've been irrigating the medians along the roadway for quite some time, but we're expanding that system and making it now available to properties that front the roadway and Fort Pickens Road.
Okay.
And this will be a really nice addition for folks along Via de Luna, particularly the hotels who use a lot of irrigation water for all of their landscaping.
Okay, so so the construction that people see when they cross over the Bob Sykes Bridge going onto the island, that's you guys. And that's, you know, which means that you're working on the extra layer of redundancy for the water source and also the extra piping and availability for reuse, you know, processed water or treated effluent, sometimes people call it, that the not just the medians anymore, but actually some of the property owners along Via del Luna will be able to use that for their irrigation, which means they do not have to draw on the freshwater supply. It also means that you have, you know, it's kind of the equivalent of a spray field, basically, where, you know, the very clean but not quite drinking water, clean water gets sprayed on the grass. And, you know, that's a good way to process that water as well instead of sending it into a body of water. Is the water, the reclaimed water, coming from the On the Island facility, or is it coming from somewhere else?
No, it's strictly water from On the Island.
Okay. I figured. I just wanted to be sure.
As you can imagine, with the influx of tourists, our demand and use varies a lot based on the season.
Yeah.
We'll have as low as about 700,000 gallons per day produced during the off season, as much as 1.8 million gallons during the summer season.
Wow.
So,
okay.
That's a pretty wide.
Two and a half times, 250% use during the high season versus the off season, which makes sense based on the number of people you know are there. But, you know, I'd never thought about it. You know, the kind of things you have to think about. I had never thought about it from a, you know, wastewater point of view. But yeah, it makes sense. That's why you guys, that's the stuff you guys have to deal with. Hang out for me for just a second, Bruce. We're talking to Bruce Woody, the executive director for ECUA. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Highway 29 northbound between Tate School Road and International Paper. So just be aware of that. They are rerouting traffic around that area. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 all look good this morning. Not seeing any other issues to report to you. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Bruce Woody, ECUA Executive Director. You guys are launching a mobile app in February. Is that when it's going to be out?
Yes, yes. We have announced the in January, we'll probably release the actual February date. But in the month of February coming up, we have an ECUA mobile app that will be available to download at your favorite app store. So that gives you phone access to order bulk pickup instead of having to call a regular customer service line at 476-0480. You can do that on your phone. You can also report a missed pickup, make a request for repair of a trash can, perhaps that has a damaged lid or some related problem. If you want to check your billing activities, look up, make payments, things like that, report a water line break. Also, a lot of resources, information about our various programs, information about what you can recycle and what you can't, et cetera. Usual things that you would find on our website will now be available via the mobile app.
Well, I am excited about this.
Scheduling and
I mean, this is great. I love it. It saves. I mean, I know a lot of people hate the phone call, and they don't like to have to make a phone call. So the idea that they can do it on the app, that's wonderful. I will also say, I'm going to say this with all the love I can muster, Bruce. You know, we're friends, and you know, I respect you a lot. The website for ECUA has historically been, what's the word I want? Terrible. so
okay,
it's hard to find things, and this is as a fairly web savvy person. It's hard to find things. The things you go and looking for aren't there. Some of the things are very good, the emergency alerts, the closures, and that kind of stuff. But I'm actually really excited because I'm confident that the app is going to sort of improve upon some of those deficiencies. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
So I'm.
It gives us an opportunity. Once we take some of the workload off of that, it gives us an opportunity to do a refresh on the main website.
Right,
well.
Right, which is, you know, great. And get a lot of feedback, I would assume, on that too. So that's very, very good. The transfer station, where are we at on that? Which is over on, I always want to forget the place. What's the road that it's on?
It is on Pine Forest Road and Godwin Lane.
Godwin Lane, that's right, Godwin Lane. Okay, so where are we at in that process? This is the intermediate, not have to go all the way out to the landfill. That will save wear and tear on roads, wear and tear on trucks, congestion on the roads, them not having to wait in traffic. All the things are good. Where's that process? Where's that project in process?
Yeah, we've had some frustrations getting our final permits related to stormwater. We have a detention basin permit we still have to obtain, and so we've had a lot of back and forth with the water district on that. I think we have a scheduled detention basin test coming up next month, so I'm hoping we'll get past that stage and be on to permitting in January. But time will tell. It's been going slower than
okay.
planned for.
Okay, well, again, I think it's a great project. I know Vicki Campbell has been one of the key advocates for that project, and I agree with her. I think it makes all the sense in the world, but hopefully we can get that stuff solved. Also, a big news note of sorts, you had a key employee, Natalie Bowers, who has been, it's not exactly her second year on the job, but she's retiring, right?
Yes, she's been with us for the majority of her career. And does wonderful work for ECUA. The various publications that we produce are work product of hers. Our annual reports, the CCR reports that go out to everybody every year, our ECUA calendar, as well as she's our public information officer. So various communications that go out from ECUA are crafted by Natalie. We very much appreciate her many years of service. We will terribly miss her.
Absolutely.
But we're also very happy for her and look forward to her enjoying her retirement.
32 years. Natalie has been doing the job of public information officer at ECUA for three times as long as I've lived in Pensacola. And she is, in every organization, you always want to find that one person that you can go to and get whatever you need. And she is that person, at ECUA. So, I know you have other people you can try to train, but as you and I both well know, that's going to be a hard role to fill. So I appreciate Natalie, and she's been fantastic. And I'm sad to see her go, but I'm happy to see her retire. And that's always a good thing. Anything you need to let us know about for the future 2026 plans that we haven't already talked about, Bruce?
We have a pretty full slate of maintenance-related projects, kind of boring topics maybe for the general public, but please know that we've got FY26, a little over $40 million in capital improvements that are being done throughout the community, all in the interest of improving infrastructure and improving services. So we're making good investments to provide good services for everybody that we serve.
Outstanding. Bruce Woody, he is the executive director of the ECUA Emerald Coast Utilities Authority in Escambia County. Bruce, as always, thank you for the time. Have a great Christmas, an excellent new year, and we'll talk to you again in January.
Thank you for the opportunity. Have a good Christmas.
Always. 6:52 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Since it is, speaking of, 8 days till Christmas, if you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, let me strongly recommend you go to Pensacola Hardware and you say, why would I need to go buy a drill? Well, I don't know. Maybe somebody wants a drill. But in addition to the hardware, in the front of the store, they have an enormous selection of outstanding, good quality housewares. Everything from, coated cast iron skillets to Yeti, everything Yeti you could possibly want, to grills, to cutlery, to gumbo pot. I mean, anything. Anything for home and kitchen they have. A huge houseware section. It's a great place to go shopping for Christmas gifts for the people that are a little hard to buy for on your list maybe, or are, kind of picky because what you're going to get is only high quality things, or maybe it's for you. This might be the place where you go do like a, hey, you could buy me this. I really liked it when I saw Pensacola Hardware. They also, of course, have all of your hardware needs and your great advice and your wisdom because they've been around for 174 years. The institutional knowledge at Pensacola Hardware is absolutely unrivaled. Right down downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest continues nightly in downtown Pensacola. Catch the Grinch versus Santa scavenger hunt, the Polar Express Tour, Charlie Brown, and of course, Photos with Santa. Get all the details at visitpensacola.com.
Friday night, it's a festive gallery night all along Palafox. This month's theme is Threads of Cheer. Join your friends and family for the music, food, and over 70 art vendors. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Secret Santa! Secret Santa!
Kenneth is doing a Secret Santa fun swap thing.
He takes the two worst parts of Christmas, giving and rules, and combines them.
Voices so good. 6:56 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. More thoughts on the whole Baptist debacle I'll share with you in just a second. Before that, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Apple Market Catering. Makes the holidays easy. Fresh, delicious meals for any gathering. Stress-free and festive. Order today. Apple Market, 1021 Scenic Highway in Pensacola. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Highway 29 going northbound. Right between Tate School Road and International Paper. So just be aware of that. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 all look good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a business, you have employees, you have to handle things like payroll and HR and health and dental and life and vision and disability insurance. Well, Torgerson Causey, Torgerson Consulting, they just rebranded this year. Same great people, I know, because we work with them all the time. But that's what they help you with. If you got into business, you probably did not do it because you wanted to deal with, you know, like dental benefits. it's like pulling teeth to deal with dental benefits. But I get it. It's annoying, but somebody has to. And the weird thing about Torgerson Consulting is they like to. They're good at it. They're eager to do the thing you don't like to do. That's what makes them wonderful. They'll provide you the plans that maybe you didn't realize you had access to. They're not miracle workers. You know, the marketplace is what it is. But I always have confidence that they have found the best that is available, and they're fantastic at customer service. Answer my questions, even the very, very, very detail-oriented ones that my wife will ask, because she's an industrial engineer by training, and she gives them her thumbs up, and very few people get her thumbs up. More than 20 years helping local businesses manage benefits, HR, and payroll. Torgerson Consulting, no obligation for them to look over what you're doing. 433-9996 or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The two National Guardsmen that were killed in Syria recently are returning home today. President Trump will be at the Dover Air Force Base in Delaware for the transfer. The soldiers were shot and killed last weekend when an attacker ambushed their convoy. A civilian interpreter was also killed in that attack. One of the men accused of the mass shooting in Australia that killed 15 people will face murder and terrorism charges. Police say one of the suspects was killed by officers at the scene. The second suspect woke up from a coma earlier this week. Authorities say the surviving suspect will face dozens of charges tied to the attack. And a familiar face from classic television has passed away. Gil Gerard, best known for starring as Buck Rogers.
Gil Gerard.
Sorry about that. Gil Gerard, known for starring as Buck Rogers, has died. He was 82 years old. His wife says Gerard died of cancer at their home in North Georgia.
Oh, one of my very favorite shows as a kid. I didn't know that was the case. So, okay, thanks for ruining my whole day. But no, fantastic, fabulous show. Gil Gerard passed away. I don't know if you were out of the room, John.
No, I didn't hear that.
I know.
Wow.
All right, well, you know, anyway, Mr. Theophilus is sad today. That's the little Public Enemy Flavor Flav watch that the Tweaky used to wear on his chest during that show. I don't know. Somebody had texted in on the whole thing with public service and, you know, Baptist. People routinely show up angry, uninformed, untrusting, and demanding, and then they leave. Yeah.
You're listening to
be a public servant.